You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Service of Kohanim. B'zad Hashem, very soon we see him. They start their service in Beit HaMikdash.
Amen.
Tibane b'tikonen. So we see the ruling that is brought in the portion that we just reviewed, is Parshat Emor. Not every Kohen can enter the Beit HaMikdash. Which Kohen cannot do the service? Has blemish, and there is different type. Like, let's say, God forbid, never would happen. If he has lame, or let's say he's not able to see, or he has a foot or hand fractured, so he's not able to do the service. So obviously your question is, what is your question? I'm sorry?
Discrimination?
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean? That what discriminated? Why?
I don't know. Why?
I'm sure it's a good reason. No, obviously, you know, if they're supposed to serve the Beit HaMikdash, they have to be presentable. They're presentable, so they have to be complete. But obviously, your question is, if the Kohanim are supposed to serve the Beit HaMikdash, why Hashem causes that they would have blemish? That was your question. Yeah. It makes sense, no? Yeah. So if they're supposed to have, you know, such a task, so why Hashem causes that they would have blemish? But obviously, you're aware at the origin that when, as we counting, at the time that we received the Torah, at the site of Har Sinai, everybody became well. And that's why the hospital is called Cedar Sinai, because that you never, nobody would need it, God forbid. So now what happened that the blemish came back? Because at Har Sinai, everybody became well. So what happened all of a sudden?
That time everybody was good.
Yeah, I know, but where the blemish came about? If they all became complete and well, so Egev, Chazak Baruch, beautiful. So now when they, I'm sorry?
They lost their Emunah.
No, well, as...
So that's the same thing, Emunah and Egev.
Right, exactly. But the incident of the sin of a golden calf, then caused the sickness and all of that come back. So now let's see what's the status of this Kohen that has a blemish. What's his status? What he can do, what he cannot do. Can he eat from the meat of the korbanot?
Yes, he can.
He can?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting. He has blemish, but they still give him the steak. That's amazing. So now, just come to think of it, you know, if you even don't need to do any work, but they give you the meat, you happy or not happy?
Very happy.
So what else do you want? You don't need to... You're listening? You don't need to run around. You don't need to, you know, get up early. But they eat FedEx the meat constantly. What else do you want?
The privilege to serve Hashem.
So here we see Ribono Shel Olam has so much mercy on us that even without any to go through any hardship, he gives us all the brachot. And see, we learn from the Kohen that even though that is not permitted to enter the Beit HaMikdash, but Hashem, he says, don't worry, I'm going to take care of you. And then you see the trucks, after trucks, they deliver the meat.
Amen.
I know it's Thursday and you have some time today, so I'm going to present a project today that you maybe you learn lots of depth in it. So after tefillah, after the brachot and learning, you stop by Petco, You know any pet goes around? No, there's no more?
No more.
I don't know, but you go on. So buy a frog. You like frogs?
No.
Yeah. No? You don't like? So all right, so you do the project, so we'll see what you think of it. So now you get a pot and boil water. Okay? Boil water. And then hold the frog. And then drop the frog in the boiling water. What's the reaction of the frog?
Jump out.
It's going to jump out. Beautiful. So now, second process. So you put the frog in the pot and just tap water and then turn on the stove. Turn on the stove. So how does the frog, when you have an interview with him, so how are you feeling? So what does he say at the beginning? Fine, perfect. And then the water becomes hotter. So what does he say?
Stay.
Yeah, he says, it's a little hot. And then when it gets really hot, then he says, he cannot take it. And then when it starts boiling, he says, Kaddish. At the first point, when you drop the frog in the boiling water, it jumps out. But when you put him in the pot, and then gradually you warm up the water and boil it, it just stays. You know about this?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that something? Where is his head? I don't understand. At the first time, when you drop the frog in the boiling water, you know about this? So he jumps out. But when you just gradually, you boil the water, he blends in it, and then, Allah shalom. So now this project can teach us very, very, very important lesson. See, when you run to circumstances that maybe is very boiling, and then you kind of just, it's surprising, and you never expected, you have such type of reaction that then you reject it, you go with. But when it gradually happens, and then you blend in it, you never realize what trouble you're in. For example, for some people, to become happy is a very, very great task. Well, why? Because they got used to it, to not be unhappy. They got used to it, to just blending in the, sinking in the problems. It's like the frog, jump out! That's it! He doesn't. Why? Because I'm here, we'll see what happens. You see what happens. Gamzele Tova. What do you mean, like Tova? You're going to be boiled. That's it. But he doesn't understand. And that's what exactly happens to us. In life, unfortunately, you go on day by day, and then you sink more and more. Why? Because you don't feel that, the water becomes harder and harder, then you cannot take it anymore. You have to jump out. But because you get used to it, and you say, you become lazy. You become lazy. Really lazy. Why? Because you don't want to get out of your shell. I mean, you created such a comfort zone, and then you go on with it, and on with it, and then, that's it. Now, back to Kohanim. Yeah, you have a limb. Fine. But don't forget you're a Kohen. I'm going to give you the meat. I'm not going to cut you off. And you see what a powerful lesson here it is. In life, you have to understand you're a Yehudi. Yehudi never gives up. Yehudi never himself. Yehudi never back out. Yehudi always starts all over again. And that's what the beautiful message here it is. I expected, if they have blemish and then they cannot go to the site of it, I mean, that, why you give him the meat? Because he would not forget. Yes, maybe I cannot do the service, but I have to preserve my holiness. I'm Kadosh, I'm Kohen. So that's why Rosh Hashanah permits him to eat the meat. Why? Because Kohen is a Kohen, no matter what. But he cannot enter the site of Beit HaMikdash. Fine, because it's not presentable. That's all. And Yehudi should understand, I have problems. Who doesn't have problems? But the problem is, the problem should not shatter you. Problem should not, Chas v'Shalom, cut you off. That's the attitude of the frog. What do you expect? It's a frog. What do you expect? But Yehudi should understand that, fine, if I have challenges in life, but that really to my benefit. I become better, I improve. It's a exercise for me. It's a workshop for me. And that's such a powerful lesson that we have to always have in mind. Chas v'shalom, if something goes wrong, if something is not going through, you should not, chas v'shalom, lose hope. Because Yeshuat Hashem, Kerafayim, without even, you know, you realizing, you see the Yeshua is going to come. Hashem is like, you know, Babi Yeshuat, the
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.